Well, here we are. Once her feet, one with a shoe and one without, were on solid ground, Lucy looked up, turned completely around, and said, "Here we are where?" With both hands pointing palms up to nothing, she asked, "Where's the hotel? And where's the pool?" All she saw was a large log home to her left and six tiny cabins to her right. It was starting to get dark, but she could see a silhouette in the distance of what she thought might be a barn. Stace looked at the ground, took a deep breath, then looked at Lucy and said, "Miss Baumgartner." She interrupted him, saying, "Call me Lucy. And there's obviously a big mistake here, Mr." Showing her his mouth full of perfect whites, he said, "Call me Stace. And if you're Lucy Baumgartner from Philadelphia, then there's no mistake." Lucy was shaking her head no. "You don't understand. I'm on a 2-week hiatus of mud baths, pedicures, hot spas, massages, and relaxing by a pool with a glass of wine." Stace was beginning to find this woman amusing. "Not here, you're not." Grinning at her, he pointed to the hills behind her and jokingly said, "But up in the hills, there's a natural spa with some pretty warm water." He crossed his arms and leaned his weight to one side, waiting for whatever was coming next. Lucy raised her voice. "But I was told that's what was here. A spa, a salon, a pool, a retreat, relaxation and scenery." Stace lifted his eyebrows and asked, "A salon? A pool? Why would anyone tell you that?" When Lucy gave him a bucks blank stare, he continued, "Does Echo Heaven Ranch ring a bell?" His frustration with this woman was beginning to surface. "The word ranch should have been a flag, Lucy. We're a working ranch here." Both pieces of her broken pump were now being waved in the air. Stomping her only foot that was still embraced by a shoe, she hollered, "But the literature specifically stated spa. I read it." Stace rolled his eyes and calmly said, "Spa is a tagline given to the area years ago, simply because there's a few natural ones in the hills behind you, and up in the San Francisco Peaks, that mountain range behind you." Lucy was fuming. "Well, that sure as hell damned false advertisement. I'm an attorney, Mr. Stace was laughing. "Levin. It's Stace Levin." Now, the sight of this furious, beautiful woman standing off balance in front of him with only one shoe on was priceless. Lucy reached into the Jeep and grabbed her purse. When she pulled out her cell phone, Stace asked what she was doing. She announced in her best professional, authoritative tone, "I'm calling my secretary so she can make arrangements for me to get back to Philadelphia tonight." Stace wanted to stop laughing. After all, it was no way to treat a paying guest. But hard as he tried, he couldn't. "No, you're not." Lucy's eyes became daggers preparing for a mission. She hissed, "How dare you think you can tell me what I can or can't do, Mr. Levin?" She was holding her cell phone in the air and kept turning around waiting for a signal. When it beeped, she knew it wasn't a good sign. No signal. She stopped, dropped her hand to her side, and looked at Stace, tilting his head as he shook it, signaling a big, fat no. He said, "Cell phones don't work here. And there isn't a regular phone here either." When Lucy pulled out her iPad, Stace crossed his arms, leaned to one side, and continued shaking his head no. Lucy cringed and said, "No Wi-Fi?" Stace said, "No Wi-Fi." He decided it was time to fill her in on everything about Echo Heaven.